नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 22 and it's text number 20. Please repeat these words. Iti achyutena abhihitam raja abalaha matva vivistra अपलवलयम् व्रजच्युतम् तत्पूर्ति कामः तत् अशेषकर्मणाम् साक्षात्कृतम् निमुः अवद्यमृक यतः। इति अच्युतम अभितिहितम व्रजबला मत्वा विवस्तर पलवयम वृत चैतम मत्वा विवस्थ पलवलयम वृत च्युतम तत् पूर्ति कामस्तद एष कर्मणाम् तत्पूर्ति कामस् तद एष कर्मणाम् साक्षात्कृतम् निमूर अवद्य मृगयता साक्षात्कृतम् निमूर अवद्य मृगम् यथा इति अभ्युचति ह्यम् विव्रजबला मत्वा विविश्वपलमय पत्र उच्युतम् तत्पूर्ति कामस्तद् एष कर्मणाम् साक्षात्कृतम् निमूर अव्यद्य मृग यथा। इति अच्युतम् वेना वृजाम्बयला नत्वा वृत अच्युतम् तत्पूर्ति कामस्तदेश कर्मणा साक्षात्कृतम् नेमुरव्य मृगवयता इति अच्युतम् नभितम् विजिबला मत्वा विसुतम् बला अच्युतम् मत्वा पूर्ति कामशेषकर्मणा माताजी द्वितीयाच्युता मेन वृत्यम् अर्जुनबला పూర్తి కామా. సాక్షాత్ సాక్షాత్ ఇతి ఇన్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ అచ్యుతేన బై ది ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అభీతం ఇండికేటెడ్ వ్రజ అబలా the girls of Vraj, Matva, considering, Vivistra, naked, Apalavayam, the bathing, Vraja Chutam, a fall down from their vow, Tat Purti, the successful completion of that, Kama, intently desiring, tat, of that performance, ashesha karmanam, and of unlimited other pious activities, shakshat kritam, to the directly manifest fruit, nimu, they offered their obeisances. Avyatya Marka, the cleanser of all sins. Yataha, because. Translation by the devotees and I think it's Radhanand Goswami and Gopi Prana Vallabhadas, disciples of Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Thus the young girls of Vrindavan, considering what Lord Achyuta had told them, accepted that they had suffered a fall down from their vow by bathing naked in the river. But they still desired to successfully complete their vow. And since Lord Krishna is himself the ultimate result of all pious activities, they offered their obeisances to him to cleanse away all their sins. Please repeat. Thus the young girls of Vrindavan, considering what Lord Achyuta told them, accepted that they had suffered a fall down from their vow by bathing naked in the river, but they still desired to successfully complete their vow. And since Lord Krishna is himself the ultimate result of all pious activities, they offered their obeisances to him to cleanse away all their sins. Purport. The transcendental position of Krishna consciousness is clearly described here. This is very important. The transcendental position of Krishna consciousness is clearly described here. The gopis decided that it was better to renounce their so-called family tradition, family morality, and simply surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean that the Krishna conscious movement advocates immoral activities. In fact, the devotees of ISKCON practice the highest standard of restraint and morality. But at the same time, we recognize the transcendental position of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is God and therefore has no material desire to enjoy young girls in sexual affairs. As will be seen in this chapter, Lord Krishna was not at all attracted to enjoy the gopis. Rather, he was attracted to their love and wanted to satisfy them. The greatest offense is to imitate the activities of Lord Krishna. In India, there is a group called Prakratya Sahajya, who imitate these affairs of Krishna and try to enjoy naked young girls in the name of worshipping Krishna. The ISKCON movement sternly rejects this mockery of religion, because the greatest offense is for a human being to ludicrously imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the ISKCON movement, there are no cheap incarnations, and it is not possible for a devotee of this movement to promote himself to the position of Krishna. 500 years ago, Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who practiced strict celibacy throughout his student life, and at the age of 24 took sannyas, a lifelong vow of celibacy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rigidly avoided contact with women in order to carry out his vow of loving service to Krishna. When Krishna personally appeared 5,000 years ago, he exhibited these wonderful pastimes which attract our attention. We should not become envious or shocked when we hear that Krishna can perform such pastimes. Our shock is due to our ignorance, because if we try to perform these activities, our bodies would be afflicted by lust. Lord Krishna, however, is the supreme absolute truth and is therefore never disturbed by any material desire whatsoever. Thus, this incident in which the gopis gave up moral standards of morality and, raising their hands to the head, bowed down in compliance with Krishna's order, is an example of pure devotional surrender and not a disciplinary of or discretionary of religious practice and principles. In fact, the gopi surrender is the perfection of all religion, as Srila Prabhupada states in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The gopis were all simple souls, and whatever Krishna said, they took to be true. In order to be freed from the wrath of Varunadev, as well as to fulfill the desired end of their vows, and ultimately to please the worshipable Lord Krishna, they immediately abide by his order. Thus they became the greatest lovers of Krishna and his most obedient servitors. Nothing can compare to Krishna consciousness of the gopis. Actually, the gopis did not care for Varuna or any other demigod. They only wanted to satisfy Krishna. Om Agnanti Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Svapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitaunscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः भज श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे प्रभुपाद की जय। सो दिस इज अ वेरी एसोटरिक चैप्टर पर्टिकुलरली एसोटरिक इन द इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज मीन्स इट कैन बी अंडरस्टूड बाय वेरी फ्यू वेरी एलिवेटेड पीपल ऑफ दैट ग्रुप इट्स नॉट नॉर्मली फॉर पब्लिक कंजम्पशन दैट इज वॉट esoteric means. And so this is a very esoteric part and I will try, I cannot do it by myself, so I am going to simply repeat the words of our previous acharyas like Prabhupada, particularly Jiva Goswami and a few others. Because only by repeating the words we can thoroughly understand this particular esoteric portion, which is not understood easily. It can be very easily misunderstood. So, here are these young girls. They are unmarried. Since the age of about 4 or 5, we are told by the acharyas, these young girls have been only seeing Krishna every day. And they have fallen madly in love with Krishna. They want only this Krishna as their husband. So, they cannot tell their parents. That is what the acharyas say. Because they were shy. What can a 5-6-year-old girl tell her parents? I want this boy as my husband. It would look ridiculous. But, amongst themselves, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So, amongst themselves, these girls were discussing that how much they like Krishna, how they like Krishna, how they like his playing the flute, how they like his taking the calves out early morning. They like his beautiful peacock feather. Barha pidam nator vapahu karnayo karnikaram vipradvasa kanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam Randar, Venur, Sudara, Rupaya. So this way they were describing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only that, they were expressing to each other why they love Krishna so much. You see, it's very important to do something with knowledge and to do something with proper understanding. We can madly fall in love with someone, but it would be lust. Supposing there are so many people in Bombay, they are madly in love with some actress or something, Bollywood. But that is what? She is on a screen or somewhere else. They will never meet her, but wohi picture dekhta hai. Raat ko so jata hai, pillow ke niche rakhta hai. A photo. The madness. You see, what will that woman be able to... Just see some of the actresses of my time. They're very old, no teeth. And then what do they look like? You know, big, what figure? Anyway, this is not Krishna. Krishna never gets old. He's always Nava Yovana. He looks like a 15-16-year-old young man. And he looks wonderful. So naturally these girls were madly in love with him. So what do they do? Now here is something which I want to tell you, which you may or may not know. When they revealed their hearts to each other, tears flowed from their eyes and their bodies fainted. observing them and desiring their happiness, Vrinda Devi approached them wearing the cloth of a mendicant. So Vrinda Devi, this is from Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami, one of our greatest authorities. So Vrinda Devi wore the clothes of a mendicant, like Prabhupada has worn the clothes of a mendicant. So she came to the young gopis. Earlier Vrinda had thought, all these young girls have attraction to meet Krishna, but they cannot express this attraction. This attraction arises from conventional affection and becomes strong when it awakens. They should worship a devata and not worship him. Who thought? Vrinda Devi thought. So the whole story starts from there. We must know the root. Why these girls were praying to Katyayani Devi? Because of the instruction from Vrinda Devi. This Vrinda Devi is dressed as a mendicant. She was welcomed and blessed these little girls. After the formality, she began to speak. Oh, young girls, I live in this forest. Seeing your attraction for Krishna, I have come with a heart laden with compassion. I have a method, I know how to do, for achieving your goals. So please hear it carefully. So then the whole long thing starts. So what she basically said was that you are young girls, you should do a vrat. Even today, I know in many good families, young girls do vrat. So 1 month vrat you shall do. And how it will be done? You will only eat khichdi, rice with a little bit of dal in it, but no salt, no ghee, no spices, no turmeric, nothing. Means haldi baldi kuch nahi. Pure boiled rice with dal. Means mung dal type of thing. Every day, morning, evening. That is what you will eat for 1 month. Alright. Besides that, Vrinda Devi told in the form of a mendicant that you will every day go to the Yamuna and you will pray to Yamuna Mataji using Yamuna water back to Yamuna that please give us Krishna as our husband. Now, she is telling all of them. Poor God, you know. He has satisfied everybody. What does he say in Bhagavad Gita? Paritranayam sadhunam vinashaya shaduskritam sambhavami then yuga yuga. But I have to satisfy, please, all my devotees. Paritranayam sadhunam. And what we will prove today, the purpose of this lecture today is to prove unquestionably that the greatest devotees, greatest sadhus on this earth ever were the gopis of Vrindavan. The acharyas say that, you know, all the time. You've read it so many times. The greatest devotees were gopis. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. But the fact is, we have to have proof. We have to have knowledge. We must know why they are the greatest devotees. None can compare with them. So, only because of our evam parampara, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and some of the other great acharyas have written on this chapter, we come to know. Some of the acharyas have kept silent because either they were shy or whatever it is. They didn't want to comment on it. Like Gargamuni doesn't comment on it at all in his 11 volumes or something like that. So, but Prabhupada certainly comments on it. But Prabhupada is very careful because he has now reached USA, where these devotees, whom he has just made Krishna conscious devotees, he says in his book, because he has not written this particular purport on the 10th canto, 22nd chapter. He stopped at the, I think, 14th chapter. So, he wrote the Krishna books, which is a summary of the 10th canto. And he says, Thus they, means these gopis, became the greatest lovers of Krishna and his most obedient servitors. Nothing can compare to the Krishna consciousness of the gopis. Actually, the gopis did not care for Varuna or any other demigod. Because this lady, Vrinda Devi, in the form of mendicant, told them every day morning to worship Varuna Dev and Yamuna, and actually I am told in one of the other purports by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they had to also pray to Narayan in the river. Okay. Krishna became very ingratiated and satisfied by the simple dealings of the gopis. Krishna was wondering, what are they doing? Ye kya baat hai? Every day morning they are coming here and doing all these prayers. So he got inquisitive and interested. Now the most important thing is that Krishna did not go alone. Krishna took with him four of his colleagues, who were also about 5-6 years old. But who are these? That is very important. These are four of his friends, but they are actually expansions of Krishna's mind, expansion of Krishna's intelligence. And this is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his great book, Sartha Darshini. He states two very, very important points, which explains the brilliance of Vaishnava purports. He first argues that the young unmarried gopis were so much on the spiritual platform that they never once or vaguely approached the material platform. So when you are on the purely spiritual platform, you are with Yog Maya. Mahamaya doesn't come anywhere near the spiritual platform. At the same time, Krishna is by definition always 100% on the spiritual platform. He doesn't come to the material platform. When he comes to Vrindavan of this earth, he brings his spiritual platform with him. Just imagine, like a big actor, he is also known as Natwara. He does not come and go to Billa Matusri platform. No. He brings his own everything, paraphernalia. He brings his own team, his own artists, he's a makeup man or whatever it is. Everybody is all brought by him only. You see, even his clothes are brought by him. The beautiful clothes that he wears are not of this earth. Everything about Krishna is absolute, therefore, because it comes from the spiritual platform. Therefore, the Katyani Devi mentioned is Yogmaya, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and not the material Durga Maya. Okay, so one very basic fundamental point is that Yogmaya, and not the controller of this jail known as material world, Durga. Durga means material jail. We are in the material jail, obviously. We are on sentence. Which sentence? Death sentence. All of us. Whoever it may be, a king or a pauper, everyone is on a death sentence. They shall die. So, their prayers were so pure that Krishna was attracted. Krishna is akrishniti krishnaha. Krishna is all attractive. Yes? Krishna attracts everyone. But he was attracted by them. So that's the first point. Why they are the greatest of all devotees. Because in 29 days, because the vrat was supposed to last for 30 days, as per the instruction of Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi told these gopi young girls, you do this vrat for 30 days. So, 29 din ho gaya, 29 days have gone. Okay, now we are on the 30th day, is chapter 22. So, 29 days went, and Krishna is very attracted to their vrat. So he comes. Okay. They did not invite him. They were only doing their duty as instructed. These were the pure prayers which Krishna was attracted And he had to satisfy them, because that's his promise, Paritranam Sadhunam. These young girls are the greatest of all pure devotees. And now the second point that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur proves is, then when Krishna said that you have committed offense, bathing, that is in the previous verse, he scolds them. You girls, he tells them. Now this is how Krishna tests you. So be careful. Don't get afraid of Krishna or anybody else. Okay? Because sometimes you are being tested, and in a test paper, you know, children get afraid. Little children also start crying. So don't cry. Don't get afraid. Because here, after 29 days of Vrat, Krishna is blaming them. Just imagine. He comes there and he tells them, you girls bathe naked while executing your vows. Ye kya baat hai? You are doing something, puja, and you are doing all this wonderful Vrat, and you are naked. How can that happen? Has anybody ever done naked Vratas and pujas? You have a great offense. And certainly you are an offender against the demigods. Means Varuna. And later on, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says even against Narayan. Your sin, you have committed great sin by this. You should offer obeisances while placing your joint palms above your head. Then you should go back for your lower garments. This is on the previous verse, 19. So that was the sort of punishment for offense. Now look at the attitude of the gopis. I don't think there are many lawyers, I'm sure, in this audience. Mahaprabhu's here? No, he's not here. Senior most. Look at the argument of the gopis. Why they are the greatest of all devotees? Because they can argue better than any lawyer also. You know, by definition, some lawyer somewhere may be a devotee, like Mahaprabhu Das. But when we say greatest devotee, see, some lawyer is a devotee, so they are greater than that lawyer. Some devotee is a mathematician, so they are better than that mathematician. Some devotee is a poet, so these gopis are better than that. So they are the greatest devotees. Okay, so now what happens is, they apply logic, spiritual logic. There are two types of logic, material logic and spiritual logic. So these gopis say that 29 days humne ye sab kiya hai, under the instructions of this mendicant who came. It was actually Vrinda Devi who wore the dress of a mendicant. And actually they had also rechecked with Yogmaya. I have told you earlier, who was Yogmaya? Anybody remember? Purnamasi. Correct. So, Purnamasi, so a good lawyer will always check and recheck. He will check the law, then he refer to some other Supreme Court or some judgment, or somewhere reference to context, and he may even consult some other senior lawyers or some retired judge. So these gopis also rechecked, and they were sure that Krishna will be happy and they'll satisfy Krishna so that he becomes their husband. Here, Krishna starts blaming them. You have committed sin. Where is the question of my joining you as a husband? You see? So wouldn't you be crestfallen? 29 days, vrat, only eating khichdi, that too without salt, without any spice, without anything in it. No, not like our khichdi downstairs. So, our khichdis are not vrat. They are very wonderful prasad. So what these gopis thought amongst themselves and discussed. See, we've already committed this offense according to Krishna. Krishna is angry and unhappy with us after 29 days of our doing this vrat. So, we might as well, next tomorrow, put our clothes so that Krishna can find these clothes. And we'll trap him. A good lawyer will trap his opponent. Correct? That is the job of a good lawyer. He has to prove that his client is right and the other fellow is wrong. So what they did was they kept their clothes very nicely at the Yamuna River, where Krishna used to come. Okay. And then, Krishna ko, see, this is a matter of intelligence. So Krishna came, and what did Krishna do? He took the clothes. So, got into the trap. And he thought, he is going up on the branch of this Kadamba tree, and he is going to tell them, now come to me. And it is very shameful, because after all they are naked in the river, they are shivering also, it is very cold there also, because it is the start of the winter season. So then they thought that Krishna has also said that, what is that shloka? Very simple, straightforward, that if you simply surrender unto me, 18.66, sarva dharma parityagam mam ekam sharanam raja, am tarva pape bhyo. Krishna said, no, tumne paap kiya hai. So then now let's throw our paap on him only. Okay. What a good lawyer will do is, he will convert the bad situation of his client onto the head of the opponent. Correct, na? So what a brilliant thinking of these gopis. That, okay, you are saying humne paap kiya hai. I don't agree we have done paap. Or we accept that we have done paap. Chalo. Because you say so. To this fellow Varun and this all this river and all that. Alright. Humne paap kiya hai. Abhi tum le lo mera paap. Then you have to become my husband, no? Because then we are free of that paap. You follow? So, our desire will be fulfilled. This is the intelligence of the gopis. So, they force Krishna to become their husband because he has committed himself. They force Krishna to become their husband because he insisted on seeing them naked. Krishna said, then you come out of the water and take your clothes. I am not going to come in the water and give you your clothes. And even if I give you your clothes now in the water, the clothes will get wet. And then you will come out, already you are cold and shivering and you will get a cold or influenza or whatever. So you come out of the water. So then what they do is, they say that, alright, Krishna is the sum total of all purifiers. This is very important. Any type of sin you have done, any type of activity you have done, the gopis say, you are the total purifier. In English it's called summum bonum. Summum bonum means you are the totality, you are everything of all purifiers. There is no one equal to or greater than you. We accept that. But if you are going to tell us to come out naked and that is not proper, then it is your fault and not my fault. You see? And so if he accepts all our past sins, sarva dharma parityagam, and in any case, even against Varundev and Narayan, these paps will be eradicated. So every acharya, even Lord Chaitanya says, none is equal or greater than the young gopis of Vrindavan because they could defeat Krishna. These great, great warriors, Jarasan, how many times? 70 times? Came to Mathura, could not defeat only Krishna and Balram, two people. He brought how many akshanas? 18 akshanas or something. And they could not defeat him. Big, big warriors could not defeat Krishna at any time. But these gopis could defeat by love. Their argument was not the argument of the material lawyer of this earth. Their argument was based on love. They could love Krishna more than Krishna could love them. Argument means what? My argument is stronger than your argument. Correct? Then the judge gives you judgment in your favor. So, this jagra or this fight was like, you know, sometimes you see these big flowers people are throwing at each other. And I've seen it in flower festival. In our first flower festival we had here in this temple long, long back, many years, decades ago, we are having this flower festival here, no? Tons of flowers. We get about 2 tons of, roses from Vrindavan, 2 or 3 tons, I forget. Then we get so many tons of flowers from our markets. And there's Pushpa Abhishek here, no? That was started because of a thing which we did here on this, inside the temple. Devotees were throwing flowers on each other. And it got so badly spoiled. It was somewhat like the monkeys doing things, you know, in Ramayana. Incidentally about Ramayana. So, another incident I want to tell you, on the similar principle, God also came as Ram, correct? Earlier in Treta Yuga. Now what happened? He said, I am Maryada Purushottam. Opposite of that is Krishna, 16,108. So, what he did was, when Ramchandra ji came, he had that principle that I'll have only one wife, Sita Devi. And when she went to, in fact, he only told, and then she went to Valmiki's ashram, because she was expecting love. Kush came as a Kushasi, grass. It was like a, what do they call that nowadays? They have got this special operation that they do, very highly technical operation, where they duplicate a, they've duplicated first some dolly karke, sheep. Cloning. So Kush was cloned love, actually. That's the first surgery of cloning. And, but she was there. Now what happened? There was to be a yagya in Ayodhya. And these big pandits and brahmanas and all said, you cannot do a yagya without your wife on the right hand side. So you take a wife. So Ram said, no, I am Maryada Purushottam. So I will make a beautiful golden Sita. Same looking like Sita only. And she will sit next to me. We'll do pran pratishtha there. And she will join me in the yagya. So if God accepts metal, gold, and the form, the important thing is the form of Sita, and we pray to Sita Devi in that form, why can't we pray to Krishna in this form, maybe made of marble? We are not stupid idiots to pray to some stone called marble, CaCO3, to be chemically correct. But it is the form of the Lord we are praying to. It could be in paint. It could be made of wood. I have seen in one place, made of jewels. Whole Lord is made of jewels only. You see? I've got in my office also one Lord, which is made only of jewels. Rubies, diamonds, not diamonds, sorry. Rubies, emeralds, and moonstone and so on. These devotees of Burma, called Myanmar, after my 7 days lecture, they gave me this gift. I was shocked. How to bring it into India? Mar gaya. The customs will catch me. Itna sab. But beautiful. Oh, Krishna and Balram in form of all these jewels, they sent me off my office. So I said, dekho, I can't bring it. You got your official smugglers. Ask them to bring it. It's practical, no? And then I don't mind. Once it's in Bombay, you can give it to me. So it's there. I should insure it tomorrow. So, the just occurred to me. But the point is, these ladies were so smart, they don't think these gopis were sentimental fools or something. They are the best, highest devotees on earth. Who can defeat Krishna? Krishna is arguing that you committed heavy sin by doing prayers and doing puja and doing your vrat naked. Nobody does puja and all this naked. It's unthinkable. It's not proper. Okay, but we were following instructions of Vrinda Devi that we should do like that. She had told actually, and therefore they were doing it. Not that they did on their own. Okay, that is a very important issue. Some people would think that they just went in the river, they threw their clothes like, you know, children do these days, on the side, and they jumped in. No, it's not like that. They actually did it with under proper instruction and rechecking. So this is very clear? Alright, now we proceed further. Now, Krishna's, I told you about Dama, Sudama, Vasudama and Kiniki. Now who is Dama? Dama is Krishna's mind personified. Sudama is Krishna's intelligence personified. And Vasudama is Krishna's chitta personified. And Kinkini is Krishna's ahankar, pure spiritual ahankar purified. So these Krishna came complete with all these four. And they were laughing and laughing and laughing all the time while all this was going on. Because boys are like that only, you know. If anything happens, kisi ka bigda, so they'll start laughing. So, but these boys were very clever. Because what they were doing is, they were following instructions of Krishna. It was Krishna's mind only, no. So Krishna could control his mind. Whatever Krishna wanted, his mind would do. Sometimes what happens to us is unfortunate that what our mind, material mind tells us or our ankar tells us, the poor spiritual soul does. We are spiritual soul. We are not the body. So we are controlled by our mind sometimes. And sometimes it's so much control that we become mad. Thana. You know, there was once a mental institute in Thana. You have to go there. So, this would be the situation. What happened was that these girls, they came out and they started behaving very, very, very obediently to Krishna. And they came out, they prayed to Krishna and they got their clothes back. But the best thing is, nobody in whole of Vrindavan knew what happened. Neither their parents, nor their other so-called friends who were not part in that party. Neither Krishna told his parents or anybody else. This was a very secret and confidential thing. But Parikshit Maharaj spoke it out and Vedvyas wrote it out and we have got it. It is esoteric. It is not something Prabhupada says very clearly. Where is that thing? Prabhupada says, I made a photocopy of the page in case anybody wanted to see it. So he says in the end, there is a statement in the Brahma Samhita. There is a correlation with Brahma Samhita. It says, Karmani nirhati kintu cha bhagavati bhajan. Everyone is bound by his fruitive activities. But the devotees, because of their work completely for satisfaction of the Lord, suffer no reaction. That is Brahma Samhita. So same thing here. Because they had done, I'm sure, something or the other the gopis had done. But because of their total surrender to Krishna, it's very difficult to totally surrender to Krishna. What does total surrender mean? You have to, total surrender, we are not total surrender. I'm just repeating word by word. Total surrender means total surrender of your mind, total surrender of your body, total surrender of all your life and total surrender of all your money, wealth. Now who can do that? Only the gopis. That is why they are the topmost. We will say, I'll give Krishna, he's become partner, you know. I'll give 20% Krishna, so be satisfied. 5%, 10% of my profit. 5%, 10% of my time or half my time. Or some of our devotees are giving their whole life, full time. Like our Radhanath Maharaj, I have seen, he's totally sick. Sick means bodily sick. I have seen, temperature, nose is running, I have seen that. He's resting here with temperature. And then the phone call comes that so-and-so big function is there and Maharaj, can you please, please come because without you that function will not work. What does he do? Dwarkadesh. what medicine to take. And he'll take the medicine and he'll go. What to do? I've seen this in Prabhupada's case also when I was there. That Prabhupada was so weak and yet he would roar like a lion and he would preach on the stage. After that we know what used to happen. Do din aram. But at that time he was ready. It's somewhat like, you know, a great, I'm giving a material example. Sometimes there's a great cricketer like our Sachin or Mahendra Dhoni or whatever. And then at that moment only they hit a sixer or whatever they do and win the game. After that they may be tired, they may go to sleep, they may go to hospital. But the fact of the matter is you have to win the war, whatever happens. And this material world is a war. That is why Bhagavad Gita was on the battlefield. We are at war with Maya, Prabhupada says. Don't forget, she will conquer us totally. And men hate to be conquered by women. So you all men remember that. So you shall not lose this war. Means in this lifetime itself, we must go home back to Godhead. This is an instruction by Prabhupada. This is a easy path given to us by Prabhupada. How? By simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this age, yuga of quarrel and disturbance, this is the Mahamantra. There were four Mahamantras, okay? This is not the only Mahamantra. This is the Mahamantra of this yuga, this time, place and circumstance. The first Mahamantra was, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That is the first Mahamantra. The second Mahamantra was, Ramanati Ramaha. That is for Ram, Mahamantra in Treta Yuga, you see. So each yuga had its own Mahamantra. Now confusion is that people say that Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva is there in Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam starts with that shloka actually. So why not we continue that? But yes, that is alright. But that is stated by these great acharyas. However, for this day, age and circumstance, age of quarrel and disturbance, the Mahamantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the benefit is much faster because God knows, Krishna knows, that in Kali Yuga the disturbance is maximum. You all agree. Quarrels are maximum. Every day there is some quarrel. Little bit happens and there is a quarrel in the middle of the street or wherever. In the house or office or wherever. So it will happen. So what do we do when a quarrel starts? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By doing that, at that time, the other person will be shocked. He is quarreling and you are doing the Mahamantra. Kya baat hai? What is wrong with you? You see, then the answer was given by Lord Buddha. Beautiful answer. What happened one day? Lord Buddha was preaching. Okay. And during his preaching, one man, idiot fellow, he got up and he started blaspheming him. You are a rascal, you are a rogue, you are doing this, you are doing that. Lord Buddha, he's telling him. Lord Buddha was very peacefully and silently listening to all that. And that fellow's crescendo and his volume and his increased and increased and all that. Others were also shocked. Some wanted to beat that fellow, some wanted to drive him out, catch him. Lord Buddha said, no, let him finish. So, he was almost like endlessly doing it. At the end he got exhausted. Then Lord Buddha called him. Sabke samne. Everybody was there. So Lord Buddha called him. And he said, you know what you did? He said, yes, I was very angry with you. I said all these things. He said, did I accept it? He says, what? Lord Buddha said, did I accept your anger? Acceptance of anger means when you retaliate. Okay. So when I did not accept, so that anger is still with you. Just like supposing, he told that man, and everybody was listening, just like supposing a very, very rich man comes, with a lot of nice, beautiful diamonds, gold and jewelry and everything, money or whatever, silver, and he puts it at my lotus feet. And I don't accept. I say, you please keep it with you. This is my blessings, aprako. So the gold, that rich man is actually internally very happy. He said, paisa bach gaya aaj. Mere ghar mein aa gaya with the blessings. You see? So he is happy. Now you be happy because I am blessing you. Take your anger and keep it with you. You followed? So, when somebody gets angry with you, dies to quarrel, disturb you, you bless him with the mantra. Hare Krishna. So, here we have these gopis. They are so kind. They are telling Krishna with his own words in the same manner. You have only said paritranam, sadhunam. That's all right. Sarva dharma parityagam. You have only said. Now we are returning to you. Now you fulfill our desire. So you are bound to fulfill our desire. They are so intelligent. This is why the starting point was, we have to prove, I told you within an hour or so, why the gopis are the greatest devotees. People say that. I have read it many times in many books. But I tried to find out from our Ivam Parampara, all these great acharyas, why they are the greatest. Because they had 100% so much surrender to Krishna of everything that Krishna also said, bas karo bhai, bas karo. Now otherwise I am going to surrender to you. Itne tak pahunch gaya. So when that happens, you know, like somebody, mother gives you so much nice prasadam, then eventually the boy will say, bas bas mummy, I don't want any more. Abhi tum khao. You see? So similarly, this is what happened. So this is not a material story like an Indian cinema. This is a purely spiritual platform and not a material platform in Eros or Metro or Inox. You're not seeing a movie. This is actually a spiritual incident which happened actually, wherein the gopis were so smart, so intelligent, and so well instructed, and they followed the instructions of Vrinda Devi and Yogmaya in the form of Purnamasi, and they implemented everything. And therefore, they are the greatest of all devotees. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? We have a great devotee who has come here. Where is Ishwar Prabhuji? Hare Krishna from Nigeria. He has written so many. Please stand up for a minute. Come from Vrindavan and Calcutta. Calcutta now, no? And he's a good friend. And he has written some beautiful books. And every time he prints about, I think he must have printed about 25 books, 10, 20, 25 books. And every time he gives me free, I say, Baba, buzz karo, abhi mere ko bhi paisa dene do. I have to pay for something, but he never accepts. So, I invited him, he was coming to Bombay. Hare Krishna. You have any comments, Prabhuji? You are very, very... knowledgeable in every way. Okay, any other comments or questions? Otherwise, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Jai.